Blog Talk Radio.
Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for allowing me to share revelation knowledge with this precious listening audience. Thank you that there is no interruption from any satanic or demonic force. Holy Spirit, have your way with me. May every word out of my mouth serve to glorify God. I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hello, my name is Reverend Diane Hobson, the Senior Pastor of Global Exchange Christian Church Incorporated, and the host representing of Continuous Prayer is Power to Heal. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 10. Romans is located after the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Next is Acts, the book of Acts. And there you have Romans 9 reads, that if thou confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Verse 10, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Verse 9, let me read it again. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart with that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now let's move on to 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. These are our opening scriptures. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Last but not least, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Someone may ask, well, why do we say the same scriptures every day when we open our program? But we don't want to assume that someone is listening and they have on the mind of Christ. We want everyone to have the opportunity to accept Christ in the beginning, because if you are a person who is not born again and you're listening to this program, there's a great possibility that you will not have revelation knowledge in just reading or listening to what's being said. And we want everybody to have the opportunity to put on the mind of Christ, and you will have ears to hear and a heart to receive and understand exactly what's being said in these radio segments. And that's why we want to make sure that everyone has the opportunity to say the born-again prayer up front, and we will do a short one. Sometimes we do a short one before we close out, and just making sure that everyone has that opportunity. So that's why we will continue to do that, and we want to make sure that now that we have a number of listeners, we have a lot of people that are listening, and we don't want to just assume that everybody's listening because they're a Christian. Maybe that's true, and maybe it's not. So if there's someone who's not listening, we got you covered. Okay, let's move right into our business and health tips. Yesterday, we were talking about job and really didn't get a chance to kind of go through every step. So we're going to do like part two on the job. And if you are looking for a job, we want you to get in the habit of seeking God's face first of all, first and foremost. We do Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 for a very important reason. Please, we do not want you to take it lightly that well, yeah, I mean, I can speak God, but there are some things I know myself because I have a degree. And matter of fact, I have 3 degrees. I said, oh, that's nice. That's very nice. But can I tell you something? You still need to speak God. He knows everything. You don't want to just be using your book knowledge when you have a person who knows everything. He is the person who made the earth. He created it. He knows everything that's in it. He knows everybody who's in the earth because they were created. We were all created by him. Now, if you don't believe the Bible, that's a different story. Like I said on yesterday, Houston, we have a problem. There's nothing that I can do if you don't believe the Bible. But if you do believe the Bible and you believe that God is the author of this earth and the Bible, who was, of course, brought about by the Holy Spirit giving the authors of the Bible the words to put in writing for our benefit. That's what this is all about. And so we talk about the Bible verses so that everyone can understand exactly what they mean. But why do we need to read the Bible? Why? I hear this, yes, we read the Bible, get to know God. And well, you know, let's just go through the tips, and then we're going to get right to that in a few minutes, and we will tell you why you need to read the Bible. We were talking about finding a job. You want a job that will keep you in the will of God. That's important. And people always are saying, I hear people say all the time, what is my ministry? What do I need to do? How do I need to do it? And a when is what a lot of people leave out. Timing is everything. They say, well, I want to do this. I want to be in a missionary. I want to do this. Well, if you really want that, do you want to go down the route that God wants to take you? That's where trust comes in. I try to list that when I'm putting these segments together. We list trust all the time, because trust is something we kind of kick to the side. Yes, we know God, and yes, I know he's in heaven, but do we trust him? That's faith. That's where your faith comes in. And then as we go along, we're going to be studying the gifts of the Spirit, because we know the fruit of the Spirit, that's found in Galatians. But the gifts of the Spirit are different from the fruit of the Spirit. So we're going to talk about the gifts of the Spirit, where you have additional faith, and we'll talk about it. I don't want to start talking about it now, because somebody will be like, what are you talking about? Never heard of it. What do you mean the gifts of the Spirit? There are so many churches that are not teaching the gifts of the Spirit, but that's okay. God is raising up people to kind of fill in and do things that the churches are not doing, and we're going to be praying so that they can get back involved, because we're in the end times. We want revival to hit. The only way it's going to hit is that we learn how to pray and bring it forth. God has done all he's going to do. I hear people say, well, I'm waiting on God. God is saying, you're going to be waiting a long time, because I've already done all I'm going to do. He's not going to do anything else. He cannot do anything until we bring a prayer forth to him first. So we have to remember that. Remember that there is levels of things that need to take place. There are steps that we need to go up before we can get where we're trying to go. Sometimes we try to start and jump to the top. No, it's not going to happen that way. When people get to ministry, they want to go into ministry and they want to be in the top. You know, that's not how you do it. You start at a level, and then God will elevate you. He wants to be the one to elevate you. So make sure that when you are seeking a job, you are seeking a job to remain in the will of God. You're not running after money. Money will get you in trouble. Money does not make you happy. Does God want us to have? Yeah, of course. We have to pay our bills. We have to pay taxes. We have to feed our families and clothe ourselves. Yes, we need money. But he doesn't want that to be the only reason why you're seeking a job. So understand that. Money will not make you happy. Money is the devil's thing. Let me back up a little bit. The love of money is from the devil. God wants us to have money, but he doesn't want us to be our sole purpose of what we do. That's the difference. So we have to have a balance there. Notice what I'm saying. I want to make sure that that's very clear. Okay? Because we got people that are opening ministries. God told me to open a ministry, and yesterday and the next day they go out and open a ministry. That is not what God is. God is going to always train you. He's going to always make provision. So you don't have to go and have a pyramid scheme or whatever else you need to do to get money. You don't have to do that. People are doing all kinds of things because the economy is the way it is, and people are, it's like they're panicking. We're Christians. We have everything available to us. If we only trust God, trust Him, trust God, He will give us what we need. We need only ask. You have not because you ask not. You have not because you ask not. My people perish for lack of knowledge. That's why we have to get in His Word so we'll know what to do and how to do it. What's available to Him? Let me see. I need a job. Go to the Bible. You can find out how to get it. Well, you know what? I want to buy some property. Go to the Bible. Find out how you get it. Deuteronomy 8:18 says God wants us to have. He wants us to have money. He wants us to have. He has given us the power to obtain wealth. Deuteronomy 8:18 says it very clearly. But, hello, if we don't read the Bible, we don't know what's in it. That's for us Christians, born-again Christians. We don't have to go out there and do what the world does because they're doing it, most of them are doing it without integrity. We have integrity because we are Christians. We don't have to do that. We don't have to find a job that way. Okay, and we might continue to talk about this a little bit more because people are really getting out of hand in terms of their number of things that are going on that really shouldn't be. However, we'll take a little bit at a time. I don't want to spend hours talking about that particular issue. The second one we talked about, the health tip, we talked about drinking water, and it seems that people are drinking more soda than they are water. So we want to let you know that drinking soda can cause, high blood pressure, kidney damage. It can, diet sodas can boost stroke. Your body can have a stroke if you're drinking diet soda. Soda has no nutritional value. And you can get obesity and diabetes, loss of memory. All this can come from drinking sodas. And I got two persons on the website that Rodale News is talking about memory loss. And then the Dr. Webb is talking about memory loss. It's Webb MD talking about memory loss. Okay? So those are the areas that I got that information from. So you can go online and go to Rodale News or WebMD, and it will tell you a number of things that will happen if you continue to drink soda. So if you're drinking a lot of soda, some people drink 5 sodas a day, then just try to eventually reduce the amount of sodas that you are drinking on a daily basis. It would be very, very helpful to you. Don't you think it would be horrible if you were a Christian and you're waiting on a kidney and you never receive it? Well, God gives us wisdom. Now, if you ordinarily needed that from birth or something, you had some kind of defect, that's a different story. But now if you are doing something to your body, remember we talked about cancer and I said all cancer comes from the devil? But now there is an exception to the rule. We can put things in our body that gives us those kinds of diseases, and that's a different story. So we need to, because if you get healed from cancer and then you continue to do the things that you're doing before you got cancer, what's the sense in getting healed? Do you understand what I'm saying? So you've got to make changes. Make changes accordingly. If you're putting something inside of your body that shouldn't be going, try to really be upfront in terms of be real serious and adamant about getting it out of your life because it's something you don't need. Okay? All right. Now let's talk about worship. God will never leave us or forsake us no matter what. no matter what. God will never leave us or forsake us, okay? So we want to worship God so that when we are worshiping him, we're saying thank you. We're saying thank you, God, because you're always there. You will never leave. Your word says you will never leave us or forsake us. We just have to trust that you're going to be there every step of the way, and he will. He's always going to be there every step of the way. And if you're praising him, it says, most Christians attend church on Saturday and Sunday to praise God with the assembly of the saints regularly. If you really want to thank God for never leaving you or forsaking you, find time, at least a few minutes a day, to worship him 7 days a week or as often as possible. That's not too bad. That's not bad at all. We do all kinds of things, and people say, well, I don't have time. Why do we put God on the back burner? Why do we put him on the back burner? He wants for us to seek him first in everything. That means even when you get up in the morning, seek him first. Everybody can give God 2 minutes a day. When you get up in the morning, you give him those 2 minutes and say, good morning, God, how do you feel today? I want you to be with me every step of the way. I love you. And throw him a kiss or something. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. That's part of worship. Every time you read your Bible, do you know that when you read your Bible, you're worshiping him in his word? That's a part of worship. How often have you heard the pastors telling you that? That's a part of worship. So that's why you say, well, why should we read the Bible? We always go to God when we want something. Or we can fall on our knees when we want something. Or you let one of our kids get sick. Or our loved one. Or our spouse. Let something happen. Oh, God's going to hear from us. Oh, yes, he will. So we can take time out 7 days a week. 2 to 5 minutes a day. You mean to tell me out of 24 hours we can't give him 5 minutes? We too busy for that? If we're too busy to do that, we're too busy. We need to cut some things out. There's some things going on in our life that we're not supposed to be doing. If you ever get too busy for God, 7 days a week, you're too busy. You are too busy. And you do need to cut some things out of your life schedule. Your daily life schedule needs to be cut down. Because if you're too busy, you can't give him 2 minutes. There's nobody. Everybody talks on the phone longer than 2 minutes. We do everything longer than 2 minutes. We're on our computer longer than 2 to 5 minutes. I don't know anybody that has a computer or a smartphone that only does it for 5 minutes a day. It's unheard of. You can't go anywhere without seeing something stuck in somebody's ear and somebody texting and somebody doing this and that. That's an accident. We got more accidents happening. The people are still, we're not supposed to be texting, but we got people still doing it. We have time to do that. Oh, we're going to take time to do that. Are you kidding me? People are looking at those emails and texting and doing. We do everything we want to do, but spend time with God until something. He doesn't only want to see us when tragedy hits. He wants to see us before then. How would you like it? And somebody's always calling you. The only time you hear from them is when they need money. Come on. We've all been there. You get that call from that certain person when they need some money, they're going to call you. But when they don't need no money, you won't hear from them. Everybody knows somebody. If they haven't happened to you, you've heard about somebody. You know somebody. Somebody knows somebody that's like that. So let's try not to treat God in that mannerism. We want to praise him. We want to read our Bibles. That's the way of worshiping him. And personally, I have a lot to be thankful for, personally. I just finished my book. I finished my book, my guidebook, and it will be in Barnes & Noble by Father's Day. So I'm so excited about that. And we're going to be encouraging you. Our ministry will be encouraging people to spend the month of June, especially because that's Father's Day, to plan a date with the Father. That's the name of my book. I have it now. It's copyrighted, so I can tell the title of the book. Plan a date with our Father. plan a date, our Father. Everybody should spend the month of June, finding time in your schedule to plan a date with our Father. He is our Father, and He don't just want to talk to us when we are in trouble or when tragedy hits. We need to have a date with Him every single day. There is a time that everybody can set for Him. Every single day. If it's 5 minutes before you, you get up at 5 a.m., get up at 4:40, 4:55. Give Him that 5 minutes, that extra time. Set your alarm clock 5 minutes early and give Him that time. Or if you go to bed, some people have to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Well, then if that's the case, then you go to bed 5 minutes earlier, spend that time on your knees or in your prayer closet. Your prayer closet can be anywhere. We talked about that. So when I say prayer closet, those people who may not be familiar with the prayer closet, it can be your kitchen, your bathroom, your closet, your wherever in your house, your living room. It could be wherever in your house that's quiet and is set up. You can have a chair or something set up where your Bible is right there, and that's your area when you get up and you spend your time with God, or you go to bed and you spend that time with God, and TVs are off, the phone is off so you can't hear it. Put it up under the pillow so you can't hear it when it vibrates, because sometimes it'll vibrate and the devil will kind of make it vibrate just a little louder than normally, and you'll jump up and want to answer and see who it is. So get all that distractions out of the way. So that you can, that's His time. That's His time. He wants quality time. Just think about it. When you were dating, if you were dating somebody and they were special to you, you want them to give you undivided attention. If you're out with them and 10 people know Him while you're out, and they come up to Him and you never get a chance to spend, the two of you don't get together, you would be kind of frustrated because all those people took the time up out of your time. So think about how God would feel if you did that to Him. You're ripping and running, and I got to do this for the job, and I got to do this for the ministry, and they want me to do this. I got to be here at this time, and you know we're having a special event. Oh, we having our conference. Our revival is this week. Oh, I got to do this. Oh, boy, it's a... No, slow down. Give God His time. Give Him His time. You never know. How can He give you revelation knowledge? How can He give you revelation knowledge? He can say, oh, you know what? You're going to go and meet with three pastors. Two of them are going to be false prophets. How can you know that if you never spend time with Him? Or He can give you a formula that will make you rich. He can't do that because you're always busy. You never spend time with Him. God, I need some money. I really need some money. I want to buy this house. Well, He's got the answer. But you never sit down and give Him the time so that He can give you the answer. He wants to do that. He loves us. He's our Father. He's our Heavenly Father. You say, well, I have a Father. Well, he's your Father's Father as well. If your Father's a born-again Christian, whether he's a born-again Christian or not, he's still the Father, but he's not a part of the family until he becomes born again. So if you say, well, I don't have a Father, well, make Him your Father. He wants to be your Father. He wants to love on you and show you great and mighty things. Okay. So this is very important. Worship. God loves worship. He will come down and inhabit your praise and praise Him and just spend time. Not where people can see you. We are talking about doing this at home. This is worship time at home. And if you're wondering why I sing a cappella when I come on the air, that's my time to worship. I can play music like most people do. I can do that. But it takes me time out of my voice. I used to sing in a choir, but it takes me, of course, the choir, you know, you always have music. But it takes time. It takes a little bit more effort to sing a cappella because you really, you know, you're trying to really have your vocal cords really come out and sound good. It takes just a little bit more than it would if the music was there helping your voice along, because the music sounds good and you're singing with the music and it kind of, you know, if you don't hit that note right, it kind of may cover it up a little bit. But to sing a cappella, that gives you to put a little bit more into it. And that's my way of worshiping God, by singing God who is love. He is love and he loves us. There's so many people who think when they mess up, God does not love you. Can I tell you something? God loves you. He loves you. Doesn't matter how many mistakes you make, the devil will come in and say he don't love you. The devil will come in and say, oh, you are sick because God made you sick and because you did something wrong. No, that's not true. God is about the healing. That's why he sent his son to the cross. His son went to the cross so that we could have access to the blood of Jesus. And the blood of Jesus is something that will always attack the devil. And he knows it, but he's hoping that a lot of Christians don't know it, and they don't. And that's why we have this segment on, and we're going to be talking more about the blood of Jesus and how you can fight the devil with the blood of Jesus and how you can get your healing through the blood of Jesus. We have healing. That's why we have 2 Peter 2:24. I apologize. 1 Peter chapter 2:24. And Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5. Those are the two healing scriptures, two of my favorite healing scriptures. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 4 and 5, and 1 Peter 2:24. That's one in the Old Testament, Isaiah, and the New Testament is 1 Peter 2:24. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. Those are your healing scriptures. So remember that when you're talking about, I know I need healing, and you say that prayer, okay, you say your healing scriptures, and you say, thank you, Lord, I know I got it. I got my healing, and you just thank him, and you just praise him, and you just thank him, and you're worshiping him, and you, yes, Lord, I got my healing. Thank you for my healing. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And your leg might hurt the first day. It might continue to hurt the second day, and it might continue to hurt the third day, but you know you got to stand on that word. Stand. You got the healing. You got the healing. It's there. It's there. It may not happen in 5 minutes. It's there. Learn how to stand and wait on God. And wait on God. And the devil knows that we don't have, we live in a microwave society. If you want it right now, we don't see it right now. It's like, uh-oh, it didn't work. No, that's not true. That is not true. Healing doesn't work like that. You may not get it right away. But if you believe and you keep trusting in God, it's always coming. It's coming. It's coming. The devil couldn't tell me that when I was in that wheelchair. I got out of that wheelchair, but I kept on standing. I kept standing, and by the grace of God, hallelujah, I'm out of the wheelchair. Hallelujah. So he's nothing he can tell me. Oh, yes. Every now and then, he'll come back and try to put a pain here and a pain out there. I'm like, you better go on down the road somewhere. I know now how to get out of it. How to get out of it so you can't bring it my way. And we'll talk more about that because that's important. Well, I want to thank all of you for joining me today. And if you are having any pain in your body, in your leg, in your hips, and in your back, and in your head, just stretch your hand to faith, and we're just going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray right now that every listener is healed. In the name of Jesus Christ, because your son went to the cross over 2,000 years ago so that we would have healing. By whose stripes we were healed, Father, in the name of Jesus. We believe that. We trust you. We know that is true. And we are going to worship you by reading your word and singing you a song in our own words. We don't have to sing. You don't have to sing, be a singer. You don't have to sing a choir person to sing. Just sing the way you want to. He likes to hear. He likes that. He likes for you to just spend time. Okay? So let us do that in the month of June. This is God's month. And let's worship on him as often as we possibly can. Going to work. And even if you're on public transportation, you can do it quietly. Okay? Thank you so much. Thank you very much for listening today. And I look forward to having you a part of this listening audience and our next session. Bye-bye. I love you.